the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pearl White system at RadioArian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Well, the news today on the BBC is full of all this pro-homosexualisation to children, which of course they think is a wonderful thing. And it's really quite horrific when you think about it, what they're doing to these children's minds by trying to teach them this stuff. They've got youngsters there, probably about 6, 7 years old, something like that. And they've got fairy tales, which they're telling them, like traditional fairy tales, only they've got princes marrying princes. They've got birds, penguins, two male penguins looking after an egg, and then the egg hatching. And this is supposed to be teaching these children that two men can get together and produce a child, which is a lie for a start. But they're teaching these children that this is actually possible. And they've got these kids afterwards. And you must bear in mind that they've got obviously gone through all the footage, and this was the best two instances of the children that they could find. And they had a young girl who's just repeating what she's just been told. And the young boy in one of them, there's a dark-skinned lad, and he's just looking really confused. And in the other one, there's a white lad, and the look on his face is anger and confusion. Anger and confusion. Because he knows that this isn't right. This isn't true. Men don't lay eggs. They're not penguins. Men can't marry other men and produce children. He knows that isn't true. And you can see that he's angry at this and confused at this. And the authorities are wondering why we've got children that are needing to go on antidepressants. Well, this is one of the reasons for it. And they show you these two young male princes, is what they are supposed to be. And it's talking about them loving one another so that they might as well get married. And you think, and what are they going to do when they get married on the wedding night? They're going to sodomize one another? And this is what they're teaching children. Children think about these things and they think, well, and what happens next? And what happens next? It's horrifying, absolutely horrifying that they are brainwashing these kids with this. And the main person behind it seems to be this headmaster who lives with another man who he calls his husband. And apparently they've got four children that they've adopted. And he's saying, oh, in every classroom in the country, there's going to be children from families like this. That's absolute rubbish. Homosexuals make up about 1-2% of the population. And class sizes are what, 30 children to a class? Even if every single homosexual in the country had adopted children, it would still only be one in every classroom. It's probably only about what, 1% of the country. These homosexuals are, they're just driven by their homosexuality. It's their entire identity is based around the fact that they sodomize one another. The fact that they have degenerate sexual practices that can't possibly produce life, they can't possibly reproduce themselves like this, and yet this is what's being implied to these children. It's being implied to them that two men or two women can produce offspring. And the kids are just going to hear that and they're going to, this doesn't add up. This doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. I'm being taught something that doesn't make sense. And at the age of 6 or 7, realizing that the adults, the grown-ups, the people that are supposed to be responsible for you are lying to you, that's a pretty, got to be a pretty horrific thing to work out when you're that young. I mean, the parents that are going along with this are absolutely insane. I mean, you have to say that at least the Muslims that are in Birmingham that are protesting against this, at least they are doing the right thing and saying, we don't want our children to be taught this. We don't want our children to be taught that being gay is good. It's not good. It means that they'll have a third less life expectancy than anybody else. It means that they'll have all these diseases. It means that they will never be contented. The fact that these homosexuals have hundreds and hundreds of sexual partners throughout their lifetime shows you that they've taken a course which will not bring them contentment. They may say, oh, well, we love one another, so we get married and we make these vows. They don't last. I think it's something like the average homosexual marriage, they have 5 or 6 affairs every year. And the reason why they have those affairs is because they're not content with what they've got, because it's not naturally what they are supposed to be doing. They think that the sex act is just there for gratification rather than for procreation. They've separated the sex act from what it's actually for. And once you think about it as just being for gratification and not for procreation, then why should it matter how you get your gratification? Why should it matter where you put your generative organs? Which is what the argument that says that homosexuality is fine. That argument can then be used to be expanded to bestiality. It can then be expanded to pedophilia, as we see going on at the moment. The idea that children can identify as homosexual is absolutely abhorrent. When you see these poor children that their parents are dressing them up as women and calling them drag kids and saying, oh, well, they came out to me as homosexual at the age of 4. It means that they've been abused if they know what homosexuality is at the age of 4, if they know they're homosexual. Sexual thoughts should not even be entering a child's mind. They're innocent children. And homosexuality, that's what it is. It's a sexual act between two of the same sex. And the sexual act, by definition, if it's not rape, then there has to be consent. And if there has to be consent, then they have to be adults to make an informed decision about what they are actually doing. It's impossible for a child to self-identify as homosexual. And this is one of the ways that these homosexual predators, how they recruit and create more homosexuals, is that they molest children. They molest children, and the child may be confused, and the child may enjoy the feelings that they've had, and they will then go out and seek the same. And we've also got problems now with kids raping one another from what they've seen in pornography and copying that. And instead of trying to prevent them from seeing pornography, the general push seems to be, well, we'll have to show them pornography in class and teach them about it so that they don't go out and copy it. It's absolutely insane. This all started with this idea of sex education. Well, we'll have to teach the children about sex education younger and younger and younger, because if we teach them more about it, they're less likely to get pregnant out of wedlock. That was the argument that was used at first. And that didn't happen. The younger they were teaching them about sex education, the younger they were experimenting, and the more likely they were to actually get pregnant. I mean, this is something that should be taught about to children, sex education, by their adult, by their parents, when the parents think that the time is right, because all children mature at different stages. And as far as homosexuality is concerned, again, that should definitely be up to the parents to explain when the child asks about it, to be indoctrinating them with these crazy ideas. I mean, just think back 10 years ago. If this was ever to have been said that this would be going on in schools, people would have said there's no way that that would happen. No way that that would happen. I mean, Maggie Thatcher was against all of this. The Conservative Party were against all of this and saying, no, we will legalize your homosexuality, but we're certainly not going to be teaching children to be homosexuals in schools. And once they'd had their homosexuality legalized, they then wanted to drop the age of consent for sodomy to 18. Then they wanted to drop it to 16. Then they wanted to teach it in schools. Now they want to teach it to primary schools. And now they want to be able to claim that they can produce children of their own. They want to claim that they own children. The way they look at children is just as accessories. None of them put the child's interests at heart. If they put the child's interests at heart, then they would not be depriving the child of a mother or a father and thinking that two fathers is the same as one mother. You think about how these kids who do have a mother and a father, how they feel when they're told, oh yes, it's just exactly the same. This kid just has two fathers. You know, they're going to be thinking, well, poor child, he doesn't have a mother. My mother is completely different to my father. I'm not sure that I would want two fathers. I mean, it's just logic that being brought up by two fathers or two mothers is not going to be the same as being brought up by a father and a mother. And it's depriving a child from having a normal childhood. Apparently, there's a much higher risk of these children that are being brought up by homosexuals, a much, much higher risk of them being molested and being abused. Don't forget, a few years back, we had the poster boys for gay marriage in Australia, and they had adopted this child, and they took him all around Asia, pimping this child out, 2 years old, 3 years old, to be abused by other homosexuals all around Asia. And this homosexual couple were on Australian TV as poster boys for gay marriage, because of course once you're homosexual, then you can't be criticized for these things. If somebody points out pedophilia, oh, that's homophobic. How dare you say that homosexuals might be more likely to be engaging in pedophilia, even though that is a fact. It's something like 32% of all the pedophiles in prisons are in there for homosexual pedophilia. And if they're only supposed to be 1% of the population, maybe 2% of the population, well, it's got to be 1% really, because the other 1% will be lesbians, then that means they're 32 times more likely to be pedophiles. And if you're a homosexual that isn't a pedophile, you're still not going to want to be adopting a child to put him at risk like that. If any of these homosexuals had any care at all about children, they would not be adopting them. The only reason they are adopting them is so that they can treat them like accessories, so they can look like Elton John and his bum chum and the child that they parade around. And good on Russia for censoring that new movie of Elton John's that just promotes homosexuality all the way through it. They cut out the bits that showed Elton John with this kidnapped child that they have, because they don't want the children in Russia to have the idea that two men could have a little boy there. I mean, 15 years ago, if you were to see two men walking around with a little boy, alarm bells would be going off and the police would be called, because you'd think, well, these are probably pedophiles. What are two men doing with a little boy there? Where's the mother? It's just basic hazards that we are used to seeing and being alarmed at. We're being told, oh no, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly okay. It's perfectly normal to see two strange looking men getting all close and cuddly with a little boy. It's horrific. There was another case I can recall, I think from a year or two back. Again, two homosexuals. I think one of them was even a nurse. And they adopted this child, and one of them beat the child to death. And he was on Twitter saying how selfish this baby is, crying all the time. And he beat it to death. Because homosexuals are extremely narcissistic. They're very, very shallow. They see something and they want it. They see babies that straight people have and they want them. But they don't think about all the things that the baby needs. They just see something that they want. This is why I say that they treat children like they are accessories rather than they are human beings that need both parents there so that they learn from both parents. I mean, you learn from your mother and you learn from your father. And if you're going to be a balanced adult, you need to have both of them there. Even when we look at children that have been brought up by single parents, their chances of not divorcing in adult life when they get married are substantially lower than they would have been if they had been brought up by both a mother and a father. If you have divorced parents, the likelihood is that the children are going to end up being divorced. So we know that just being brought up with one parent is bad enough, but to then say, well, one parent squared, so effectively a male is pretending to be a female, that is totally going to mess these kids up. They're going to think that women behave like men, and they're going to expect women to behave like men, and when they don't, they're going to be incredibly confused. Men and women look at things in different ways. We are completely biologically different, and we are completely mentally different, and our characters are different. And when women try to imitate men, they imitate the worst aspects of men. They mistake aggression for assertiveness. I mean, we're not very good at reading each other's thoughts and reading each other's minds, and a lot of the time, men will get the wrong idea about what a woman is actually thinking. A lot of time, a woman will get the wrong idea about what a man is actually thinking. And when you get, it's just single parents, let alone homosexual couples, you get single parents that try to take on the role of the opposite gender. And that will mess up the kid's way of looking at things. You need a man around the house, and there needs to be a woman around the house in order for the child to be brought up in a balanced way, understanding the differences between the sexes. If you've got somebody that's pretending to be the other gender, that's really going to mess the kid up. They've been showing this stuff on BBC all over the last week. Maybe it's something to do with this Gay Pride Month. Or whatever it is. They also have this black homosexual lesbian thing on there, and it was a lesbian, and then it became a transsexual, and that has children. And he's so arrogant, he thinks that's not messing the kids up to see that their mother was once a woman, and is now pretending to be a man, and to think that somebody can just change gender and fulfill the role of a man just like that is just not possible. I mean, we've always had women that have stepped into the man's shoes while the man was away, or we've had women that have been standing in for a man as a monarch, but they can't be the same as them. And as soon as it's possible to, then there will be a man there in that role. And the woman will go back to the woman's role, because that's what's best for everything. That's what you see in the natural order. You see males and females, and they produce offspring. And in humanity, both parents bring up the offspring. In the white race, particularly, both parents are responsible for bringing up the offspring. And the children love to see their father. The mother might bring the child up and spend most of the time with the child, looking after them while the father is out at work. But when the children see their father, they love to see their father. And he's the one that's the fun person, while the mother is the one that's the disciplinarian, that's the strict one, because the mother has to be. And also because the father is so much stronger. If the father was the disciplinarian, he could possibly end up hurting the child. So it needs to be the mother that is the disciplinarian, but they love to see their father. You imagine you've got two homosexual men that are playing that role. And they're both feminine, but they've still got the male strength. They've still got the male aggression there. They're either going to say, well, we're not going to discipline the child at all, in which case spare the rod and spoil the child, or there's going to be a chance of damaging the child. I mean, women are naturals for bringing children up. They're far more likely to make certain that a place is secure, that a child can be brought up, because they're used to being the weaker sex. So they're used from a very early age to trying to calm situations down and trying to make places safe for women where there won't be any aggression. This is part of the reason why they try to feminize men, because they know that they are a third weaker than men. And if it comes down to aggression and violence, the women are going to lose out. So they know that from a very early age. And then they have that instinct for the child as well. And that couples with it. So they tend to be very good at looking out for the child's welfare once they do have a child. And they put that child's welfare at the heart of everything that they do. Now, if you've got a man that's just purchased a child, he's not going to be putting that child's welfare ahead of everything else. I mean, we've already established that these homosexuals that adopt these children, they're not putting the child's welfare above everything else. The child is going to be low down on the list when it comes to wanting to meet new sexual partners, say, or going out to the gay bar. They'll be trying to bring the child along to the gay bar and saying, well, children should be allowed in pubs. Children are allowed in pubs, so we can bring the child into the gay bar where the child is then at risk of molestation. And we're already seeing the acceptance of this with the so-called drag kids cavorting around half naked while pedophiles throw money at them. And this is being promoted on American television. I don't think we've seen it yet on British television. And where has this come from? Where is this idea of dressing up as a female and being camp come from for these children? Well, it's because they've been watching the TV, where the TV has been promoting drag queens, RuPaul and all this homosexual stuff that they promote on there, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. All these promotion of these trannies and these drag queens, and it's on daytime television. So of course these kids, they see that, they see the fuss and the attention that is lavished on these drag queens. And kids like dressing up. They like playing fancy dress. So they see that and they see, oh well, adults are playing fancy dress there, and it's okay for those adults to be playing fancy dress. So they think that they'll have a go at it. And then they get abused and they get molested. And then they end up turning into homosexuals. And I think this is what we're seeing with these drag kids, where you've got the parents saying, oh, they came out as homosexual at age 4. You think, well, they're bound to have been molested by now. And what would those parents do if they were to discover something like that happening? Because that would then look bad on the homosexual community, wouldn't it? It would look bad on the drag queens. It would look bad on this drag kid's career. So I think they would probably cover it up. They'd probably make excuses for it. Alongside this, we've now got this huge increase in children claiming to be the opposite gender, particularly amongst young girls. We've seen a massive increase in young girls claiming to be boys, and it's the same sort of girls that used to have eating disorders, bulimia, anorexia. Most of them are also autistic. There is a link with autism there. Yet if a doctor says, well, I think this might be to do with autism or narcissism or body dysmorphia, that doctor can be struck off for not affirming the child's identity. And this massive increase that's come about with these girls wanting to turn into boys, nobody's asking why that is. Nobody's asking why it is that we've got this confusion among the genders, among the children. Nobody's pointing out that it's because it's being promoted all the time on the television and promoted in the schools, and they're being taught that it's perfectly fine for two boys to love one another and they can get married and they can have children, because that's what happens in the fairy tales. Nobody's pointing out that this is what's causing it. And alongside of that, of course, we've got all the hormone disruptors in the environment. We've got all the estrogen that's in the environment from the contraceptive pill. We've got all the hormone disruptors from BPA and the different types of plastics that all the food comes in. So we've got men have had a 20% loss in testosterone over the last 20 years on average. And you think we've got changes that are happening with the women as well. You've got these women that are getting more and more overweight. I mean, that could be due to more and more estrogen in the environment that's causing that. So we've got physical changes that are happening. We've got men that are getting obese. We've got these women that are getting fat as well, men that are becoming effeminate. And then you've got the mental effects of all of this, which is encouraging homosexuality, encouraging transsexualism, encouraging men to be effeminate instead of masculine. And what we should be doing is reinforcing the gender differences, reinforcing what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a man, and encouraging boys to be boys and girls to be girls, not confusing the issue, and encouraging gender neutrality. We've got a school now in Britain which is saying that the girls can only come into school in trousers because they're gender neutral, never mind the fact that women have always worn skirts for hundreds of years. That's the tradition. That's what they feel comfortable in. They don't want to be wearing trousers. This deliberate confusion is going on, trying to implant in their minds that they're not happy with how they are and they should be something different. So the children then become depressed and they become confused, and then they pump them full of drugs. These antidepressants, this huge increase in children being given antidepressants. How could children be depressed? Children are supposed to not have a care in the world. They're supposed to be innocent children, not getting confused about two boys loving one another and sitting on an egg and producing their own baby and being taught this by the headmaster of the school. And then you think if they've got liberal parents, they go back and they say, well, this is confusing. And the liberal parents say, oh, no, it's perfectly fine. Yes, yes. Two boys can love one another and somehow they get a child. You can imagine the kids sitting there thinking, well, how on earth does these boys give birth to a child? I think that's probably what this little boy was thinking of when the BBC filmed him. The look on his face, just confusion and anger. What about when they actually get into sexual education and they actually teach them about sex education and they've already seen all this homosexual stuff? They're going to be thinking, oh my God, what is this? How did those two boys produce a child? I'm not going to have to go through that, am I? It's horrific to think what they are teaching our children nowadays. We really need to be homeschooling. I would suggest any nationalist that has children that they should be homeschooling or at the very least, making certain that they ask their child what they've been taught at school today. I mean, when I was a child, whenever I would come home from school, I would be asked, what have you done today? What have you been doing today in school? I didn't used to like it very much. But I can see now that it's an absolute necessity that that must go on, and the parents must ask the child what they've been taught, so they can ascertain just how much lies are being forced down the kid's throat, and see whether they are confused or not. Because I can understand that not everybody is able to homeschool their children. Not everybody may be up to that standard, but they could still take an interest in what the curriculum is, and take an interest in what their children are being taught, and stand up to it as well. That's the important thing. Stand up to it. These Muslims are standing up to it in Birmingham, and apparently there have been white Christians that have been up there as well, standing alongside them. And we need more of that. And when people do go and talk to these teachers about it, they need to go there with the facts. And try not to be too emotional about it, but just produce the facts and say, look, all these diseases, all this confusion, all these kids now needing antidepressants, I don't want my children being taught that. And I have a right to stop my children from being taught that, because they're my children. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you with Carolyn Yeager. God bless and hail victory.